I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The City of Negaunee and the Negaunee Public Schools have entered into a two-year agreement where the city will be providing a full-time certified police officer to act as a school resources officer at the Negaunee Public Schools. We heard more about this earlier today when Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Negaunee Schools Superintendent Dan Skews.
Probably for the past 9 months to a year, I've been working with our city police chief, Pat Ketela, and our city manager, Nate Heffron, regarding employing a school resource officer at our school. That has now come to fruition. Our school board approved that during the April board meeting, and our city council approved it just a night or two ago at their meeting. And essentially what it's going to look like is the police officer will be a City of Negaunee employee, but will work in our school district for 180 school days throughout the calendar year. And that'll begin at the start of the 22-23 school year.
So what does a resource officer do? What are some of the duties and things that this person will be doing?
I think when people think of a school resource officer, they think that their primary responsibility is to stop a school shooting, which obviously isn't the only reason that we would have them there. There are several things that we hope to see happen in our school, having an officer in the district. The first would be to have our DARE program reinstated. We haven't had that in a few years, and that was a really valuable program with our fifth grade. We'll also have them patrolling the school grounds, looking for improvements that could be made in order to keep students safe. They'll attend some of our bigger events like prom and graduation and some of our larger sporting events. They're going to be there for some social-emotional issues that our students are dealing with, and it seems like they're dealing with them now more than ever before. Mm-hmm. They'll be there to train and educate school staff and our students regarding safety procedures. They'll deal with some custody issues. We're seeing that there's more of an uptick in that, especially with our early elementary students, where parents may be going through some issues at home. And students are, struggling with that when they come to school. So
that's Negaunee Public Schools Superintendent Dan Skews with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.